According to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, the dumping began last summer. Town officials say a park ranger reported more dumping in November, and in January, the town board started getting calls about debris that posed a safety risk for sledders in the park. The town cleaned up the material, but at no point did the town ask where the illegally dumped material came from or whether it was toxic. The dumping and the town's inaction has drawn outrage from nearby residents, who are mostly low-income and non-white. And this is where it turns political. Republicans control the town of Islip. The contractor accused of dumping the material is well-known in GOP fundraising circles. And Islip town councilman Anthony Semp is running for state senate against left-leaning environmentalist Adrian Esposito. Liberal activists rallied Monday, saying that the town has disrespected Brentwood for far too long. They decried, quote, environmental racism and have called for the resignation of Senf. Senf didn't return calls Monday, but town spokeswoman Inez Berbilia did. She said Senf and the town board had no way of knowing hazardous material was being dumped at the park.
Remember that this is an unscrupulous contractor, one or more, that have done this to a public park, and that our management and oversight at the department level was a failure. And now it is our responsibility to remediate this park in a very safe way.
The park's commissioner, who Berbilia called incompetent, was fired last week. She said despite the commissioner's 40-plus years of experience, he was unfit for the job. As for the park, it will be closed throughout the summer as workers remediate the damage. The district attorney is still investigating, as is the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Soil sampling also continues to see if other toxic compounds are present at the park. Charles Lane, WSHU News.